life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. At Cedarville University, students experience both the joys and challenges of life while focusing on all that college has to offer. Listen along with our host, Allie Kinner, as we take a deep dive into those life experiences with four Cedarville students. Eliana, Andrew, and Aspen continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Chloe joins them as our new freshman. Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Chloe, welcome back to 1,000 Days. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Great. And how have the past 2 weeks been since we last spoke?
Very overwhelming. A lot.
Just a lot's going
just
on?
Just a lot, yeah.
Bro, I can't. And so we're just going to jump right into your journal and we'll kind of delve more into like what the past 2 weeks have looked like. So first and foremost, you had a field experience. So you went to a school. How was that experience? What do you feel like you learned? What do you feel like you are looking forward to learning in the future? Just delve into all of that.
It was amazing, honestly. So my first field experience and my second, I did it at the same school.
Yeah.
And I took it with the same grade, which was first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always in between. I want to do kindergarten or first grade.
Yeah.
However, I came to this first grade and I talked to the teacher,
mm-hmm.
and she said, I've done first, second, and third grade. She goes, I don't like third grade because they're a little too old. Kindergarten's a little too young, but first grade's just right.
Yeah.
Because they listen, they're curious, but they will still kind of like, they're still becoming their own personalities.
Yeah.
And I ended up actually helping a couple students individually.
Yay!
And I had a lot of students coming up to be just being
curious.
Kids. Yeah. They're just like, what's your name? This is my name. I have a secret to tell you. They told me their middle name.
Oh, fascinating.
I know. I was just like, that's a great secret. That's such a great name. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And would you say like you can, like now you're like more into first grade or kindergarten after speaking to that teacher?
I'm definitely more into first grade.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would be so much fun to teach. I think they'd be a great time.
Yeah.
And I think it'd just be hilarious overall.
Yeah. And just kind of what did your day look like as you were in the classroom? Whether it was you were, like you said, you were helping students. Like what was kind of your like, kind of, not syllabus. What is the word I'm looking for?
Like schedule?
Like your schedule. Yes, that's okay. What it is.
Yeah. So I got there at around 10-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just went to the classroom. When I first got in there, they were taking a test.
Mm-hmm.
So not a lot could be said, you know, understandable.
Yeah.
And so I waited around a little bit. Eventually, I was able to talk to the teacher, and they ended up doing, like, classwork. So they just sat down, did their own work. And so she told the students, if any of you need help, you have a second teacher in this room, go to her. So I got one girl. I was helping her out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I had another little boy, and so I ended up helping him out a little bit. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It was just mainly that, and then there was a break, obviously, for lunch, and then going back in there and just watching the lesson and understanding where they're coming from.
Yeah. No, that's super cool.
Yeah.
And what do you think you kind of got out of that experience besides wanting to teach first grade?
Probably just seeing, like, the joy on a little kid's face at something that you think is so small.
Yeah.
Half of the kids, they were like, oh my gosh, we got snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so excited about that. And usually to me, it's like, well, I mean, snacks are snacks. I can get those anytime. And then it's like, well, no, they're like,
that's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
So it's just seeing the little kid's joy and actually being like, okay, there's a reason to be excited about a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah.
And then we are going to hop right on into, you put on your journal that you hung out with your boyfriend a lot, and I feel like last time we talked, we had just learned about said relationship. It was new, it was fresh.
Yes.
So go ahead and walk me through how this first few weeks have been and just kind of how you see God working in that relationship.
Yeah. It's been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
We're very just comfortable with each other. It is quite literally guy-girl version of each other, which works out great in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we communicate amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never felt like I had to question something with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, hey, I want to know this, and he'll tell me. And if I question it, I still can be like, hey, what exactly do you mean like this? And he will explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes me feel very, like, secure.
Mm-hmm.
So, and with having it with God, it just, it was, like, perfect timing.
Yeah.
Because it was almost like I felt great. I was finally at a place where I was like, okay, I feel good by myself. And then he came into my life and I was like, okay, we're going to see how this goes. And now I've got a great church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wanting to go more into the church. I want to start joining a group, start teaching if I can.
Yeah.
And so it definitely was like, you can see God working in us both. Yeah. So
that's so cool. And I love to see that. And where is such a new relationship? Are you currently talking with anybody for like godly counsel about that relationship? Are you like, how are you kind of proceeding to make sure that you're going in the right direction?
Currently, we are not. We are making sure with each other that we are staying how we should.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be very open and honest with each other if there are any feelings of being like, hey, we need to like slow this down.
Mm-hmm.
Or simply, this is how I feel, this is what I need, blah blah blah, whatever.
Yeah.
In the future, maybe, like, if we join a group, I'd love to join, like, a couples group.
Mm-hmm.
But also with being a fresh new relationship, I don't want to immediately join it and be like, oh, well, these are, like, you know, couples that have been together for 2+ years.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also, very first episode, this is, like, a jump back. We talked for so long about Taco Bell and crumble runs.
Yes.
And you have a crumble run.
I did.
And first of all, I love that for you because I love that for me because I love to hear about them. But walk me through, how did it come about? Because I know last time we talked, then it was like, oh, you hadn't been on a crumble run in a while, but we had a crumble run.
Yes. So this one, it was actually different. It was with my boyfriend this time.
Oh, stunning.
Yes. We ended up going out and we just like went to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we were both hungry and he was like, hey, I know this like pizza place down the road. So let's just head there. Well, right next to it's a crumble. So I said, is there any way we can go get crumble?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah, let's go get crumble.
Yes.
I was like, okay, perfect. So that's how it came about. And we got like the 3 minis.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we got.
What were the flavors?
Ooh, it was the original like chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
As it should be.
Yes.
Like best flavor out there.
If you leave crumble without getting a chocolate chip cookie, what are you doing?
Honestly.
Like, honestly. Yeah.
The M&M one. It was so good.
Girl, don't even get me started on M&M cookies.
Like, quite honestly, I might need to go after this because I'm now getting really hungry.
Field trip.
The third one was, it was like peanut butter blossom, I think. So it was a peanut butter cookie with like chocolate frosting on top. Not like a lot, like a dollop of it. It was so good.
Bro.
Warm.
You're making me so hungry right now and I just
honestly,
had lunch.
Same.
So this is a problem.
I haven't had lunch yet, so.
Girl, what you doing?
I had a really late breakfast.
Oh,
and then I had like a 12:30 class.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it was like a brunch with a...
Well, I had it like right before chapel.
Yeah.
Chapel happens. And then I only have from 10:50 to 12:30.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a long time. It's not.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I can hardly get anything done.
Yeah.
And so I just sat in Panda with my friends while they ate lunch.
Yeah. It's a weird, like...
Yeah.
I don't know, college time and, like, lifetime are, like, not...
Oh, no. They're two separate things.
Yeah. And only the college kids will know. So, like, if you know, you know. But also, I do kind of want to talk about this a little bit. We had kind of discussed it before cameras and mics were on.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever we were talking before, then you said, it's been a rougher 2 weeks, so mm-hmm. go ahead and say as much as you want, as little as you want, but tell me kind of what's been going on, and then kind of how are you coping with everything?
Yeah. So basically, over the last 2 weeks, it kind of, you know, we're in November now.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I haven't seen my family since August.
Mm-hmm.
No one in my family. And I haven't seen almost any of my friends. I've had my one friend come up from
mm-hmm.
Florida, and that was it. That's all I've seen.
Yeah.
And then schoolwork just kept piling and piling and piling on top. And so finally, it was just simply like a chaotic mess.
Yeah.
Like, if you know me, you know I like to say I am the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
No, that chaos was like my brain.
The chaos had you. Yeah.
The chaos held me in its hands as with its hardest grip.
Yeah.
So for 2 weeks, it was either I was doing nothing except schoolwork, or I was off campus just because I couldn't stay.
Yeah.
And so finally, I just decided I can't do this anymore. I cannot live the rest of my first semester like this. Mm-hmm. So I just talked to a couple of my friends and I said, this is what's happening. I'm not doing good. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. And I finally got it from their perspective of more like, you just need to let yourself breathe.
Yeah.
Which is probably one of the greatest advices you can give a college freshman, especially.
Yeah.
Just breathe. Like, schoolwork is a lot. Being here is a lot. If you're an introvert, people are a lot.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're around people almost 24/7 here.
Mm-hmm.
But just take that time and, like, what is it? Anchor. There we go.
There we go.
Anchor yourself to, like, just something. Yeah. Just so you can, like, be still. Or if need be, this is what I did. Break down in someone's arms and cry.
Period.
While they just hug you.
Yeah.
That is, like, even if you hate crying, I hate crying.
Mm-hmm.
In front of people especially, it's, like, I don't like to do it. But to have someone basically just kind of hold you at that moment and mm-hmm. hold you up instead of being like you're holding yourself up.
Yeah.
It is very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Best therapy out there that's free.
That's free is a great clarification.
It is free.
It's free. And I know like we've talked about it a little bit on previous episodes, but Cedarville has such a strong sense of gospel-based community.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you had just said that you had really relied on other people mm-hmm. to be that support for you. So how do you think that the Cedarville community has kind of blessed you in that sphere with your friends?
Yeah, it definitely was like I finally just told them what had happened.
Yeah.
And they welcomed me back. Yeah. They were so happy. And I mean, I've been hanging out with them ever since, and they've just never pushed me.
Mm-hmm.
It is, if I don't have the time, I don't have the time. I will make the time for you. Or, hey, let's just go hang out, even if we don't do anything.
Yeah.
Let's just sit together. We can do schoolwork, whatever.
Yeah.
And me also speaking of the free therapy, do not forget if you are on Cedarville campus, there is free therapy here
yes.
on campus. They are actual counselors. They have PhDs. Please go seek them out if you need yeah. the help.
They're fantastic people.
They are fantastic, and there's no shame in seeking therapy.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with it at all. And then also, like, I think that it's really important that you're being so honest, and I think it's super duper powerful because I know, like, I was a freshman last year, so, like, I am still kind of newer, but I've kind of got a year under my belt. But I know last year it was rough because nobody really talks about kind of the freshman blues, mm-hmm. but I feel like Cedarville does a great job at fostering that good gospel-based community, and I feel like we're all really blessed to have good loving people around us. And I know we've talked about it before, I know I keep saying that, but you were really blessed with a great friend group. So how would you kind of go about people that maybe are struggling to find a friend group or are struggling to kind of ask for help, like what would you say to them?
Yeah, people who are struggling to find a friend group, I understand. It's rough. I went my last 3 years of high school. I didn't have anyone. So, like, I had my church friends, but I didn't have, yeah. like, that everyday group. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have even just, like, someone you talk to them more.
Yeah.
Or go join a club. Go find people who have the same interests as you. Or, man, come find me. I'd love to talk to you.
We'll be friends.
Yeah. People who are also who don't want to seek help, it is better to seek help and admit you need it
mm-hmm.
than to eventually become something you don't want to be.
Yeah.
Because when you're not seeking help, it's almost making you I don't want to like say this and sound horrible, but it makes you almost a worse person because you're then taking it out on everyone else.
Yeah.
So seek the help.
Yeah.
If you want to do it completely without anyone knowing, you can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are ways to do it. Or if you have very few people you can trust, go to those friends.
Yeah.
So go talk to them.
Yeah. I would say like my last tidbit before we kind of sign off for this episode is God did call us as believers to be in a community, and he's blessed us to have such a great community here. So I think it's a shame if you don't take advantage of it. And just always remember, like, a lot of us here at Cedarville, like, we're all pursuing the same end goal of just sharing the love of Jesus with people. And if you just open yourself up, then so many people will pour into you and just love you so passionately. So just don't be scared to open up, and it's really sweet. But that's kind of all we have today. So thank you for sharing your heart and for just being so vulnerable with us today. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate you sharing. But yeah, so we'll catch up with you in 2 weeks, and we'll kind of get an update on how this week is kind of wrapped up and see how it's moved forward. And then we'll kind of see how far you go along, because we're almost done. Like, we only have like 3 weeks left of the semester, or around there. I think we just finished
this week, next week.
Yeah.
The following is Thanksgiving.
It's like 3 class weeks.
Yeah, about 3 class weeks.
That's crazy. That's nuts. So like, we're like almost done with your first semester as a freshman, and that's crazy.
Yeah.
So we will catch up in 2 weeks, and we'll kind of see where you're at.
Yeah, we'll see you then.
And it'll be great. So sweet. Thank you, Chloe.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Nolan Ebert, audio engineered by Robert Hoffer, and edited by Cass Williams.